It's time for speed jokes. Sponsored by Team Hochberg. We got a joke sent in from Peggy Hacker in Rockford and Richard Trout and Father Ron at St. Bede Abbey and Academy in Peru, and from Kalamazoo, Michigan, M.B. Huster and Mr. Paul from Orland Park, and Alex in Willowbrook, and Joe, the Croatian sensation Pavkovic, or is it Pavkovic in Racine? And Mike from the Twin Towns of Minnesota, and Larry Duransky in Chicago, and Southside Limey in Oak Forest. Christine Mariluski, Sunnyside Estates in unincorporated McHenry Township in the middle of the village of Johnsburg. That's way too much information, lady. Bill Gommel, the picture man. He's a certified professional photographer. Brian Penikoff in Gurnee and Cynthia Sanchez in Aurora. We got another joke sent in from Dave Carr in Canada, who writes, "This has to be my contender, John, for Friday's best 3 out of 5 votes, with the caveat that should this have your team clutching their sides in mirth, the mug would go to anyone who signs their name mugless." And we always get plenty of those. Here we go. Wife goes with her husband to the doctor's office, says he's constantly complaining, chest pain, shortness of breath, back pains, cramps, dizziness. So the wife says, "Do you sell earplugs?" "I just mashed up some Kellogg's Frosted Flakes into paste and then I put them between my bathroom tiles." They're grout.
In the following scene, Dave Innit will portray a smart speaker and John Williams will star as a person asking it a question. But don't worry, John will not use the name of the smart speaker because we don't want to make your smart speaker start talking to you and then you'll send us notes saying, "Don't do that." So, when John says, "Smart speaker here," we want you to hear in your head the name of your smart speaker. So now, here's the joke.
"Hey, smart speaker, tell me a joke about children living with their parents."
"I don't have a joke about that." "Where's Ella when you need her?"
That's the end of the joke. I'm sorry. Scientists have successfully grown human vocal cords in a lab.
And that works?
The results speak for themselves. "Hey, I got a question. Why do they still call it Newfoundland?" "Hey, Dave, I'm doing resistance training now."
"Great, really? How's it going?"
"Great, so far I've resisted training 5 days in a row." "My wife is threatening to leave me because I can never make a decision for myself. How should I respond to that?" And finally, think about this. "I'll bet the YMCA dance is a lot harder to do in Chinese."